Okay, let's get into today's daf, Maaser Sheni, daf Nun Aleph. And we are on Nun Amud Beis. In the sugyas of Kerem Ravai, we're comparing Kerem Ravai to Maaser Sheni, or maybe we're not. That's the Machlokas Tanoim, figuring out the Shita of Beishamai. We're comparing Kerem Ravai to Bikurim. Different ideas that the Gemara brings up. So we're up to the last skinny line here on Nun Amud Beis, Chaifa. Chaifa Sha'al Ha Rebbe Yehuda. Chaifa asked Rebbe Yehuda the following question. Had Rebbe Yehuda, or according to Rebbe Yehuda, Had Rebbe Yehuda Amar, Lalamdu Neter Ravai, Elim Maaser Sheni. Right? What Rebbe Yehuda, we connected Rebbe Yehuda and the Rebbe's Beis Shammai. According to Rebbe Yehuda, Neter Ravai is learned that from Maaser Sheni. And therefore, Kamad de Tema Ein Maaser Sheni Besuria, Dechvase Ein Neter Ravai Besuria. As Rebbe Yehuda said, there's no Neter Ravai in Syria. Just like there's no Maaser Sheni in Syria. So says the Gemara, once you're comparing like things in that way to be able to limit it in space, so says the Gemara, Vidichvasa, similarly, Lo lamdu trumas toda elami trumas meiser. We know trumas toda and trumas meiser. Trumas meiser is 1/10 of the truma that the Levi gives to the Kohen. And trumas lachme toda is, we know that the carbon toda, parsha sav, is brought with 40 loaves, 30 of them matzah, 10 of them chametz, 40 loaves, 10, 4 different types, right? Well, 10 of each type. 1 out of each 10 goes to the Kohen. That's the truma of the lachme toda. Truma's lachme toda, right? 4 out of 40 goes to the Kohen, 1/10, and the Gemara elsewhere has limudim and comparisons between the Trumas Lachmei Toda and Trumas Meiser. So once you're telling me that when you compare different items, but they're similar, you exclude places, so to here, why don't you say the same type of drasha? V'dechvasa lo lamdu Trumas Toda elami Trumas Meiser. Maybe Trumas Toda is learned out from Trumas Meiser, right? Both are 1/10. Kamad de Tamar. So why don't we say, just like Ein Trumas Meiser by Midbar, there was no Trumas Meiser in the Midbar, right? Trumas Meiser is one of the mitzvot satzulios ba'aretz, and therefore it did not apply in the Midbar during all the years that they traveled. You might say it was the desert. They were only eating man. But there is evidence. There's a Tosfos, I think, in Maseches Chulin that talks about some of the, right, the malachas. We said the malachas were learned out from the Mishkan, what was done in terms of the building of the Mishkan. Building of the Mishkan was in the desert, how they do Choresh and Zoreya and Kotzer and Ma'amer. So there's a Tosfos, and there's a discussion that maybe right around where the Be'er was, that's where it was fertile, and there were certain malachos. So maybe, theoretically, you could have done some type of agricultural mitzvot, but either way, it's not. It's a mitzvah tulias ba'aretz. So just like Chumas Mai is not done outside the land of Israel. Similarly, there shouldn't be trumas toda in Midbar. There shouldn't be the loaves that came with the carbon toda aren't mechuyev in the Midbar, and therefore the carbon todas wouldn't be mechuyev in the Midbar. Because if you can't do the mitzvah, then the mitzvah doesn't apply. And yet we know Karbanos were brought in the Midbar. Now look at the Ras Yerlio. V'dechvasa lo tei trumas toda b'midbar. V'gamrina mimenu trumas Hashem mimenu mitrumas Hashem lakomili. V'soleka lemeimar delo ekrivu toda b'midbar. You can't say they didn't bring the carbon toda to the Midbar. Deleka carbon to kosher b'migdash shelo haya kosher b'mei Moshe. There's no carbon that was kosher in the Migdash that wasn't kosher in the day of Moshe. They brought all the karbanos, like it learns, like it says, talks about in Maseches Vachim. So therefore, says the Gemara, it can't be, when you have these type of limudim, it can't be limiting in place. So just like you can't make the comparison by Midbar, you can't say that Trumas Toda doesn't apply to the Midbar. So reject the comparison, excluding a place between Trumas Meiser and Trumas Toda. So too reject it regarding Surya. And therefore, just even though there's no Neta Ravai, no Meiser Sheni in Surya, that doesn't prove that there's no Neta Ravai in Surya. And that's the question that is asked by Chaifa. And the answer is, no, maybe not. Amar Rabbi Yossi, lo lamdu mimena ela shiurin. It could very well be that that gzeira shava between Trumas Toda and Trumas Meiser is limited. It's only regarding the shiur. How do you know how many loaves to give? 1/10, right? 4 out of 40. Maybe the gzeira shava is only learned in that way. Remember, the idea of a gzeira shava is misora. Right, that has to be Mesorah, right? Ein adam dam gzeira shava me'atzmo. A person could say a kal v'chomer, but a person can't learn gzeira shava. Gzeira shava has to be Mesorah, right? All the other midos seems to be a machlokas Rashi Tosfos in Maseches Sukkah around the Flamin Aleph. That whether, what's the rule, what's the exception? Is it only kal v'chomer by yourself and all others you need a Mesorah? Or is it only gzeira shava you need a Mesorah? and all others could be like a kal v'chomer. But either gzeirah shava has to be misora, but not every detail of every gzeirah shava is given over, or else there would never be a machlokas about gzeirah shava. But the idea, certain words were given over. The Ramban, we mentioned this a long time ago, the Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvos comments that it has to be that gzeirah shava is based on misora. Because whenever you have a large book, you're going to have words that repeat itself. You can't have a large book where the words don't come up again and again. So if you don't have a misora, you can say, oh, it says the word vayedaber here and vayedaber there. Okay, we're going to compare the two. It can't be. Ilan davar sof, if you make up your own gzeirah shavas. So therefore, says the Ramban, that gzeirah shava, the idea which words passed on, that is misora. But he says the word vayedaber here, so this vayedaber you know is going to be compared to another context. Which context? So sometimes that's machlokas, right? So there is svara involved in applying the gzeirah shava. So here the misora is that Rabbi Yossi has, that this gzeirah shava is only regarding the halacha of shiurin, 10%, but not in terms of place. Karban todah itself is an amazing and unique karban, in that it's the only karban that has 40 loaves, right? The nazir has 20, I think. But the karban toda, as is described in Parshas Sav, 40 loaves. If the carbon shlamim that you're bringing is a toda, because shlamim is the larger category. I think the Rambam says this in the Hakdama to Kachim, that really all Kachim kalim are shlamim. And they're just different forms of shlamim. A toda, a meiser, carbon pesach, all of those, b'chor, right? All of those are types of shlamims. So imal toda yakrivenu, v'ikriv al zevach ha-todah. If you're bringing a todah, you have to bring chalos matzos b'lulus b'shamen, urikike matzos meshuchim b'shamen, v'soles morbeches, chalos b'lulus b'shamen, three different types, al chalos lechem chametz, in addition to chalos that are chametz, something unusual. Almost all karbanis mincha are matzah. But here you have chametz, yakriv karbano, al zevach, todash lamav, besides the karban, besides the actual karban. V'griv imenu, echad mikol karban, trumal Hashem. And one out of each one is a trumal Hashem, meaning give it to the kohen, la kohen, azorek, azdam, ashlamim, lo yiyah. Fine. Then the nitziv here on this pasuk wonders that... Look at the next pasuk for a minute. Besides the vachtolah shlamah b'yom karbano yeachel lo yanich meno aboker. Right, unlike other karbanos shlamim, a toda has to be finished that night. That night, right? You don't have day night day like regular most karban shlamims. Here, you have to finish it by the next morning. So ask the nitziv. You have so much to eat. You have so little time to eat it. So why is that? Right? You have so much to eat. You have 40 loaves, right? 36 loaves besides the ones you give to the kohen, right? Why is there so much to eat? So says the nitziv here in the Hamak Davar. V'ha inyan. T'tachlis toda sheba alanes. Hu kadei l'saper chasti Hashem shagam al alav. The whole purpose of the toda is to publicize the nes, to tell Hashem about the chasadim. Umitam zeriba kasav balechem. Umiyet bizman achilas toda mikol shlomim. That's why Hashem gives so much to eat and so little time to eat it. So then how do you do with it? You don't create nosar. Hainu kadei sheyeh mar bereyim l'seuda achas. So you have to invite a lot of people. Invite all your friends. And you'll tell people about it. And you give some to the Kohanim. So you have so much. So the only way to finish it is by spreading the wealth and inviting others to join you. And they'll ask you, why are we having this Suda? And then you'll tell them. And that's the whole purpose of the Karban Toda. In the Harachev Davar, he expands and says, because there are two Chiyuvim. There's a chiyuv to give thanks, and there's a chiyuv to tell it over. V'haynu d'chsiv b'halel. L'cha ezbach zevach todah, uv'shem Hashem ekra. Nidarai l'Hashem ha-shalem, negdano l'chalamo, v'chatzos beis Hashem, p'zochechi Yerushalayim. The Nitziv says there's three phrases here, and they're each A-B, A-B, A-B. V'yish l'havin ha-mamar, she yishalem nidro neged kol amo. What does it mean? I have to fulfill my neder in front of all. U'mazeh shevach. Hare Hashem doresh min ha'adam sheyeh hatznei leches im elokav. Person should be hatznei leches. V'sukah Hashem Hashem misayim b'sochechi Yerushalayim. Hare b'chatzos beis Hashem hu Yerushalayim. What's the difference? V'yach ha'sheichel b'mekomos ha'gvoim hechsiyim b'chal Yerushalayim. El atrei mili kamar. Ah, says the Nitziv here in the Archev Davar, it's two elements. L'cha ezlach zavach toda hu ha'karban. U'v'shem Hashem ekra hu kol toda l'Hashem tzvakos alanes. You have to bring the karban, and then you have to say over. You have to be publicized. That's the two phrases. L'chaz v'azavach todah, you bring the karban. V'shem Hashem ekra, you tell it over, and you publicize. Ubir al havas ha-karban, daray l'Hashem ha-shalem, that's going back on the karban. Negdan al ha-chalamo, that's going on the second. Berov am, she-yochlu imo, es ha-todah, yisaper oz ha-ashkacha alav l'tova. V'chein, he goes to Tirgam Unkelis. V'chulu. And then you have the final, v'chatros beis Hashem, right, that's the karban. So chichi Yerushalayim, that's eating the shlamit, that's eating all the breads, and that could be on all Yerushalayim. So that's the karban toda, and you have a little bit here, you have the trumas lachme toda discussed. Viter, we're on the top of Nun Aleph, Amen Aleph. Tani, says the Tosefta. This is now a Tosefta in Menachos. Tani, Rabbi Yosi, Bar Yehuda, Amar Rabbi Lazar, Bar Rabbi Shimon Omer, Lo Nischaivu Yisrael Aneta Ravai, El La'achar, Arbas Reishana, Sheva Shekipshu, Sheva Shechilku. When did Neta Ravai kick in? We know that Arla, the Ras Yolio quotes here from the Mishnah at the beginning of Arla, Arla kicked in the second that they went into Eretz Yisrael. Most mitzvahs did not. Challah kicked in right away. And Arla, right? See, the Ras Yolio quotes the Mishnah in Arla. Ace shebo avoseinu la'aretz umatzo natua peturin. Nita'o afal pi shalo kavshu chayavin. Right? Once they planted it, it's chayav in Arla. As it says, kol eitz. Kol eitz. So Arla starts right away. So what about Ravai? Remember, Ravai is this tricky category. Sometimes it's a little bit like Ravai is connected to Arla, but it's also connected to Maaser Sheni. So Arla starts right away. Maaser Sheni doesn't start till later. So it says, Rav Lazar, Rav Shimon, Ravai is only after the 14 years. After the 7 years of conquering and the 7 years of splitting up. That is the halacha. You see, Yeshua ben Nun was in charge of all of that. There was one line in the Tosefta, actually second Tosefta, Tosefta in Sanhedrin, important Tosefta, towards the end of the fourth perek of the Tosefta, it's different numerings. In the one I'm looking at now here, it's Hey. Ose kayotze bo. Yeshua ben Nun malei ruach Hashem ruach Chachma ki samach Moshe yado alav. V'cheinu amer Yeshua ben Nun nar v'cheinu amer lo yomer sefer Torah zemi picha. The first paragraph of Yeshua ben Nun is told, do not let the Torah leave your mouth. V'yagisa bo yomam alayla. That's said to Yeshua. V'yidvaram kal v'chomer, says the Tosefta. Uma Yeshua ben Nun she'asak b'kibah she'aretz v'omed l'chalka l'Yisrael nemer bo lo yomush. Sharbani Adam Alachas Kama Vakama. Says the Tosefta. So it's unbelievable. It's a Kavachomer. Yeshua ben Nun was arguably the busiest man in the history of the Jewish people. Right? He had to spend 7 years fighting wars, 7 years dealing with everybody, giving their land. Sheva Shekiv Shev Shechilku. He was the king. He was the Gadol Adar. And he was the one that was told, V'hagisa bo yom v'alayla. He was the one that was told that day and night you have to learn. So, kal v'chomer to everyone else. That's all. One line on Sheva Shekivshu, V'sheva Shechilku. So again, the Tosefta says that Ravai was only after 14 years. Only after 14 years, not like Arla. Amar Rav Chisda, Asya. This is Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda talking in this Tosefta. So Rav Chisda says, Asya, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, B'shitas Rabbi Yehuda Avoy. Maybe this Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda is following in the shita of his father, Rabbi Yehuda, that we've been discussing the past 2 days. Kamad, Rabbi Yehuda Amar, what did Rabbi Yehuda say? Rabbi Yehuda had a very strong comparison between Ravai and Maaser Sheni, excluding it from Surya. Kamad, Rabbi Yehuda Amar, lo lamdu neta Ravai el Maaser Sheni. Ravai is compared to Maaser Sheni. Kamad, the tamer ain Maaser Sheni b'Surya. It's just like there's no Maaser Sheni in Surya, as we mentioned. Dichvasa ain neta Ravai b'Surya. That's what Rabbi Yehuda said. If there's no Maaser, just like there's no Maaser Sheni in Surya, there's no Ravai in Surya. So maybe that's where his son got it from. That comparison, Cain, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Omer, lo lamdo neta Ravai, elim Maaser Sheni, compare Ravai to Maaser Sheni, kamad tamar ein Maaser Sheni, ela la'achar abas reishana, just like there's no Maaser Sheni until after 14 years. V'dechvasa ein neta Ravai, ela achar abas reishana. So too, there's only Ravai after 14 years. So Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda must have been a good son, and he knew his father Shita, and therefore, he followed his father Shita, just like his father compared Ravai to Maaser Sheni regarding the Patur of Surya. So he compared Ravai to Maaser Sheni regarding the when, only after 14 years. And Amar Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yosi hears this from Rav Chisda and says, sorry, I think it's the opposite. The he, b'shitas b'no. No, the father is following the Shita of the son, not the son of the father. Why? Surya l'mida me'arbas reishana. No, it has to be the opposite. right? The Surya exemption is from the father of Yehuda is learned out from the 14-year exemption of Yehuda. Why? Two differences, says the Marafolda. One's Daraisa, one's Darabanan. The whole Surya Sugi is Darabanan. So that exemption, Darabanan, that's what you learn out. That's the Malamed for the 14 years, which is a Din Daraisa when it starts? No, it's got to be the opposite. The father must have heard the son make this such a drasha, and he's like, oh, okay, if that drasha applies on a Daraisa level, by 14 years, only after the 14 years, I'm going to apply that on a Durabanan level. So that's number one. Zed Daraisav Zed Durabanan, says the Marafolta. And also, Vegam HaMu'uchar Min HaMuktam. And also, the 14 years, historically, that was first. First they had the 14 years of conquering, and only later there was Kibush Yachid, David HaMelech, later on. Right, the first was in the days of Yeshua. So it has to be in order. So first you have that limud regarding the historical realities then when they went in, and then you can apply it to Negablai to Surya. The Rabbanans patterned after Daraisas, that's something that we have often, right? That's the sugya that comes up, called the Tikkun Rabbanan, Ke'en Daraisa Tikkun. Called the Tikkun Rabbanan, Ke'en Daraisa Tikkun, which is something that many Achronim talk about. Rav Schechter has a whole simin in Be'ikve Hatzon, in simin Yudalit. Simin Yudalit is all about this, where he quotes many examples from Rav Soloveitchik. The Rav Soloveitchik always tried to find the model of the Din Darabanan in the Din Daraisa, or even the Minhag. Rav Soloveitchik spent a lot of time on Minhagim, trying to find the Din Darabanan to the Din Daraisa. So, for example, the idea of, he quotes a number of examples here, the idea of Karov LeMitzvah. We say you're not supposed to start something Chatzi Shah before Mincha. What is that called? The Din Darabanan. Right, you can't be involved in something else before the time for a mitzvah. So where does that come from? So they find a Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz. Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz in Beis Daf Lamed says that the shear of Tosefes Shabbos and Tosefes Yontif is half an hour. So that's the Din Da'araisa. That's the Din Da'araisa that this Chatzi Shah of Karav LeMitzvah is patterned after. Sometimes you find the Din Da'rabanan, and you got to know what's the Din Da'araisa that it's patterned. The Rabbanan didn't just make up different rules. And he quotes many other examples of this, which we're not going to go into, but there it's in Simin Yudalit. Again, it's all part of, because all Torah fits together. Darabanan Daraisa, Kala Torah Kula is one inyan, like the Rambam writes in the Hakdamah to Pirsha Mishnayos, the five categories of Torah Shebal Peh. So he talks about Halacha Moshe B'Sinai and Dvarim HaMukubal and Mipi Moshe Rabbeinu. We've discussed that a lot in the past. Third category is all the halachas learned out from Drashas Chazal. And then category 4 and 5 are Takanas and Xeris. So we see Durabanans are part of the larger framework of Torah. So it has to be patterned. You have to have rules. You have to have rules that are followed both in the Durabanans and in the Daraisas. That's called Durabanans. So here too, the Gemara says the father must have patterned after the son. Good. We continue. Ksiv Ubashana Achamishis Tochlus Pir Yelahosef Lachem. V'gomer, this is a Pashup Shat in Kedoshim, that in the fifth, if you follow all the halachas, you're going to have extra bracha. And the whole Pasuk of Hashanah Chamishis, in the fifth year, Tochuas Piryo, you'll eat, Lo Hosif Lachem Tvuaso Ani Hashem Alkecha. So you could read that as the fifth year is Lahosif. So there's some comparison between the fourth and the fifth year. Rabbi Yossi Aglili Omer, Hare At Kemosif Peres Chamishis Aperes Revius. Says Rabbi Yossi, you know what the Lahosif is? It's comparing the fifth year's fruit and the fourth year's fruit. To teach me, Ma Peres Chamishis Labailin, just like Peres Chamishis is Labailin, goes to the, is the owner meaning? It's Mamon Hedyot, right? The Machlokas we had numerous times already in the Masechta, whether Maeser Sheni is Mamon Gavoa or Mamon Hedyot. So, just like Maeser, the fifth year is Mamon Hedyot, Apeiris Revius Labailin. So, the Beiris Revius Labailin, the Rabbi Yossi says, Rabbi Yossi of the opinion that Kerem Ravai or Neta Ravai is Mamon Bailim. Lanafkamina, the Onafkamina is always quoted, Marafolda, Lakadish Bo Isha. If a person wants to get married and give the Kala, Ravai, does that wedding work? So, according to Rabbi Yossi, yes, it does, because we compare the fourth year to the fifth year. Rabbi Zeir, Rabbi Yasser, B'Shem, Rabbi Yochanan, Asya, Rabbi Yossi, Aglili, K'Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi, Aglili, is like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi, Aglili, who just said this, that it's Mamon Hedyot, that's like Rabbi Yehuda. Right? Rabbi Yehuda says that by Maaser Sheni. So, Kamad, Rabbi Yehuda, Oso, Kanachasav, just like Rabbi Yehuda says that Maeser Sheni is Mamon Hedyot, Ken Rabbi Yosef Lili, Oso, Kanachasav, so too Rabbi Yosef Lili says that Ravai is Mamon Hedyot. So now the Gemara says, Reb Yirmiya boy kumi Reb Zeira. Kedivrei mishu oso osoka nechasev. If you say, Revai is mamon hedyot, maoshi yichayib and maisrus. Yichayib and maisrus? Right? Mamon hedyot is usually chayib and maisrus. Right? If it's mamon hektiv, mamon gavo, it's not. So would anybody say, Reb Yirmiya wondered, if you say, Revai is mamon hedyot, would you have to take off Chumas and Maestris from that? So Amar Lei, so he answered, Kai to Amar Rabbi Shua ben Levi, to Amar Rabbi Avin, Mishim Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Lo Sof Dover Halachazu. I don't have something clear cut. Right? I don't have something clear cut as the answer. Ella, and here's a very should be famous poskim quote this line. They quote it from the Yerushalmi in the fifth parak of Maestro Sheni. Here it is. What's the line? Kol hi. If you underline in your Gemaras, this is underlined. Kol halacha shirofefes bebezdin ve'enat yodei mativa. If you have halacha that you don't know what to do, it's wavering back and forth. It's unclear. Say urei hech hatzibur noheg v'nohog. Go see what the tzibur is doing. Right. We don't assume. There's a certain type of hashkacha on all of Klal Yisrael. You could have certain groups making mistakes. And again, we have the concept of Par Halam Dover Shel Tzibur, where the Bez did the whole Klal Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael follow a mistaken psak of the Bez did, which, by the way, we don't have any evidence that it ever happened, right? It's very unusual to have all unanimous decision and everybody following a mistake. But either way, the Gemara says, if you're not sure about something and there's an unclear psak, look what people do. Look what people do. The Gorim Psachim says, look what people do, and there's a certain hashkach on all of Klai Yisrael, and that will determine. Sometimes the Gemara says, Pukhazi Mayama Debar. Right, go see what's going on outside. Go see what's going on outside. Meaning, V'anan Chamin Sibur, Delo Mafreshin. And we see, nobody is being mafresh from Ravai. So you see clearly that there's nothing to worry about. So the Gemara just ends off with a question, and says, Amar Bimana, Ilu Amar Kebe Shamai, Vies Sibur Kebe Shamai? Bimana says, wait a minute, you're asking within Beishamai, who compares Ravai and Maestro Sheni, and therefore Mamon, or not even this one, it's really, it's going on the Machlokes at the end of the Mishnah that we had on Mem Chesem Abeis, where Beishamai says that Ravai has Peret and Ololos. Meaning, Beis Shammai holds its Mamon Hedyot. Beis Hillel says, no, Kulo Lagat. It's Mamon Gavoa, and if it goes to the Bailam. So the opinion that says Mamon Hedyot is Beis Shammai. So says Rabbi Mana, you're asking Akasha with the Beis Shammai, and you're saying, oh, look what people do. That could be an answer to what people do. People go like Beis Hillel. So you can't bring a raya from the Tzibur to your question about Beis Shammai. Right? Ilu Amar Ke Beis Shammai. If you would have said like Beis Shammai, Beis Sibur Ke Beis Shammai. Right? Nobody does that. So Ramana says you can't look around. You can't look around and wonder if you're trying to figure out the shita of Beis Shammai. This principle of kol halacha shirofefes is used by poskim a number of times. I'll just quote you a few. I just picked Rav Avadia in the Chavadas. Rav Avadia quotes this a number of times. If you look in Chelek Aleph Simin Yuta, Simin Chelek Aleph, let's look at this one first. Chelek Aleph Simin Yutes. Right, he wonders, the Bir Halacha wonders about this. We say at the Seder, we have the whole phrase of Zeichel HaMikdash Kehillel, Kehinasa Hillel, and the Bir Halacha is bothered why we say that before we eat the Korech. Because we know Korech is covered by the brachas of Matzah and Maror, Alachilas Matzah, Alachilas Maror, and then we eat the Korech, and the Minog of Klal Yisrael is to say it before, Zeichel HaMikdash Kehillel, Kehinasa Hillel, Korech Matzah Maror, and then you lean, and then you eat it. So the Bir Halacha, the Mishnah Berurah wonders, you know, isn't that a problem? Isn't that a hefsek? You should say that whole nusach after. And the Mishnah Berurah says, I think it might even be a mistake. I think it's a mistake, and you should switch the nusach and do it afterwards. That's what the Mishnah Berurah paskins, right? Very says, good. Mishnah Berurah kasha shalo amira zu hefsek bein bracha lakricha umaran hashochan arach atzmo katzav shein lasiach bein bracha lakricha v'dochig lomar shagam amira zu hime inyan asuda v'lo nimsa shum posek shekasak lashon shochan arach v'ulay lav dafka v'lule yareisi lahagi hayisi omer shum ta'us sofer b'shochan arach, and it should be v'tovlam b'charoses zeicha l'mikdash kehillel. V'tovlam charos doesn't say anything about saying anything. So Rav Avadia goes through and says a number of rishonim and earlier sources quote this exact Lashon that the Shulchan Aruch quotes. Chalila l'shloach yad ulahagi because sifrei abosenu elu. Kamosha also al daito shalom mishnah berurah. Says the Ravadia chas v'shalom to change the girsa. If it's based on earlier sources and therefore I don't think this is a hefsek, there's no problem. Umeachach shedvar meilu zeichel l'mikdash kehillel he mina inyan. Afilu lechadchila, Rashi laomra, says Rav Avadya. Shrei min adin, afilu sichas chulin ein asura, lachar chilas matzu mara. Because you're already yotzei lechal adeis. So this is just extra. And therefore he says, ein bochshash klal hefzik, el adarabah, nachon verroi laomra, kadevim ron shulchan arech, umenagam shei yisrael torahu, kfar amru, yerushalmi, maeser sheni, kal alachash yirofefes biyadcha, tsei urei hechatzibar noeg, v'nahokein. There it is. Quotes are Yerushalmi, Chelek Aleph, Simen Yutes. And there's others, there's two more. In Chelek Gimel, there's two. Chelek Gimel, Simen Beis. Simen Beis. It talks about wearing a watch, and tefillin, meaning is a watch a chatzitza. So you go through the discussion, and the Rishonim, is chatzitza on the head, is there chatzitza on the arm? There is chatzitza on the arm, but the Ikar Adin, the chatzitza on the arm, is only under the box, right under the, on the upper arm, but the Ritzuos technically are not. But, you know, you're allowed to, but he quotes in there also. Pukhazi what people do, and therefore it, if people don't take it off, then you don't have to take it off. But he says, Hamachmer Tov Olav Bracha there. There he says, Hamachmer Tov Olav Bracha. That's one, another place where he quotes it. And the other one, the final one, is in, that same Simon Samagimel. He says, photography. Is photography an isser of creating a graven image? Lo Sasa L'chapesa called Tmuna when photography first came out. Beginning of the 20th century, there was some poskim that didn't want to be photographed. And he goes through everything, all the poskim, and towards the end he says, Ulam be'emes nira, shekol ze b'mishnas chasidim, aval me'ikir alacha kfar pashat haminag lahakel bazeh, b'chol ofan b'tzilim photography, kipsak rabbeseinu bali shulchan aruch. It's all mutter. It's all mutter. And then he says, Yesh chasidim shenimnam milestaleim v'yesh delavrayim makom shidas aposkim but mikol makom halacha shenis kavu b'Yisrael al pidin shulchan aruch mutter litzalim tzilim photography ulitzayir tzurasadam mitzeva al aluach. There's no problem in adim v'chein nafut amina geitz gam eitzel charedim udvar Hashem k'sheis sarech b'davar mishum chibu v'ator v'yadus v'chein kasav lahakel Yosef Chaim Zonenfeld v'chulu. And he says v'kfar amir b'Yerushalmi ma'aser sheni kol halacha. And he quotes our Gemara. V'anach lam Yisrael, v'ein neviim heim, b'nei neviim heim. He quotes the Gemara in Psachim as well. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yavin, klum lamadnu netar avai elam ma'aser sheni. Rabbi Yavin says, didn't we learn netar avai from ma'aser sheni? We have this comparison. So kama de tamar, ein ma'aser sheni chayv ma'aseres, dechvas ein netar avai chayv ma'aseres. So compare it just like Ma'aser Sheni is not chayv in Ma'aseres, so to Ravai is not chayv in Ma'aseres. Even though you might say Ma'aser Sheni is not chayv in Ma'aseres because you're ready to go off all the Ma'aseres before you took off Ma'aser Sheni. That's why Rav Chaim Kanievsky here says, what does it mean? Ein Ma'aser Sheni chayv in Ma'aseres if you were mocked in Bishibalan, if you took it early. If you took it early, then even though you didn't take off the other ones, there's a special patur of no chayv in Ma'aseres. Okay. Beishamai Omri Mishlo Peret. Back to the Mishnah. So the Mishnah had said that according to Beishamai, Ravai is mamon hedyot. So that's why you have to give the matnas aniyim, the single grapes that fall off, yishlo per yishlo olulus. And Beisilel says not. Beisilel says kulam legat. Beisilel says it all is yours. Rabbi Bar, Rabbi Chiyah b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, Isas Meister Sheni b'Yerushalayim. So let's go to Meister Sheni for a minute. If you have a Meister Sheni dough in Yerushalayim, to be chayv and chala, ariso sechem. So Meister Sheni in Yerushalayim, kerebi meyer, paturim anachala. Rabbi Meir who holds Meister Sheni is mamon gavoa. There's no chiyav of chala. Kareb Yehuda chayves b'chala. Rabbi Yehuda says Ma'aser Sheni is mamon hedyot. You be chayv and chala. Amar Rabbi Yona lo amru elav. We skip this change the gear. So lo amru elav Yerushalayim. This only in Yerushalayim. This is machlokas. Habigvulin lo. Outside of Yerushalayim, even Rabbi Yehuda would say there's a patur and chala because you can't eat it. So Rabbi Yehuda would say so. Two ways to formulate that. Either Rabbi Yehuda holds outside of Yerushalayim, it's mamon gavoha. He agrees it's mamon gavoa until you bring it into Yerushalayim. Or, even if it is mamon hedyot, if you can't eat it, that's a lack of ariso sechem. And therefore, you wouldn't be able to eat it. But either way, that's just describing that machlokas. But we have a machlokas here about a dough of ma'aser sheni in Yerushalayim. So Rabbi Babar Kohen, Boi Kumi Rabbi Yossi, Kedivrei Mi Shemachayev Beferet, if you say there's a chiv of feret, meaning Beishamai. Beishamai, who holds Ravai as a chiv of peret, meaning Ravai is mamon hedyot, ma'ashe de chayev es b'chala. So would Ravai be chayev and chala? How do you have ravai, chayim, and chaz? Only fruit. So it must be that you have ravai, and then you change your podit onto money, and then with that money you bought grain and a dough. So now that dough has kedushas ravai. So is that going to be chayiv? So according to the one who says ravai is mamon hedyod, would it be chayiv and chala like Meister Sheni? And the Gemara answers, yeah. Didn't we say, according to Rabbi Yehuda, we were saying they're parallel to each other, we've said the past couple of days. And therefore, in this case also, if you say Mamon Hedyot, so then the Ravai would be Chayiv and Chala. Both Ravai would be Chayiv and Chala, because it's Mamon Hedyot, and the Maaser Sheni would be Chayiv and Chala, because it is Mamon Hedyot. Good. So now we're up to the Mishnah that tells us what exactly and how exactly one does the pidyon of Ravai itself. There's going to be a difference, we'll see, between the pidyon of Maaser Sheni and the pidyon of Ravai.